Brand new Sheehad song, Think You're So Free, it's called, from their new album, which is called Five Eyes. That's out in August. And the lead singer from the band Sheehad on the phone with us this morning, John Toogood. John, a very good morning to you.
How you going, guys?
Ferocious first single for a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Yeah. I think we're all a bit surprised at how monstrous it sounds. Yeah, we're getting ready to go on tour again, like big time. Yeah, we've already been asked to go to Europe and stuff. And I don't know. I think Dan Coleman coming back, and you know, the guy who produced our first album, and came back and we produced this last record, and he did it in the same place as those first three albums we made. And I know we toured with Black Sabbath, and we've done the Greatest Hits tour, and you know, like we were sort of reminding ourselves, oh, like the most fun we had on that Greatest Hits tour was like playing all the stuff off Churn, which was, you know, the first album. It's like it was heavy and
meaty,
groovy and angry, and I don't know, this was where our heads were at. We just instantly went in there, and that's the sound it came out with, and it's like,
And you're also saying too, when the album's out, which is called Five Eyes, it's going to be out in August, a brutal album. Was that Jazz Coleman's influence, do you think?
Jazz came in just the right time. He's not drinking anymore. When we first worked with him 20 years ago, he was gnarly, man. Like, plus he was a drinker, so you'd be worried if you want to get something thrown at your head while you're playing. Nowadays, it's like, he's great, but he's still gnarly, so all you're getting is just like a wall of expletives thrown at you if you mess up.
Maybe, John, I should give up drinking. Then I'll just be gnarly.
Yeah, you'll just be gnarly.
Expletives at the boys in the morning.
Yeah, because John, Tom's in. He's only been in this morning, and gee, the flack he's got from Lear already.
Oh, look, I've ridden him like a wild bull all morning, but I think he's coming right.
Yeah, I've been drinking. That's the only thing that's got me through it, actually.
On a bit of a lighter note there, John, we were talking earlier this morning about how Pants for Men, I don't know if you saw the opening ceremony of the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup, Pitbull and J-Lo, and I thought, oh, I could see John wearing those. And Pitbull had some white, tight pants on, pulled right up and turned up at the, you know, like rolled at the bottom, and how men's pants are getting tighter. Now, I know you rock the black jeans really well, but over the years, have they gotten tighter or looser?
They're exactly the same as they were when I was 14 years old. I haven't changed.
So you can fit the same jeans you were wearing at 14?
Pretty much.
What a bastard.
Because I'm in a band.
Yeah.
I've always liked them. You know? Yeah. Functional, get on with life.
So these are the white rolled up three-quarter pants, correct?
Oh, no. What was his name?
Yeah.
Pitbull, yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Lead singer John Toogood from Sheehad. He's back with us on the phone this morning. John, the recording of the new album took its toll on you, didn't it?
Basically, we've all been going to like my therapist and chiropractors to deal with the injuries. It's like my elbow fell apart, my shoulder fell off. But yeah, no, it was good, man. It was like having a personal trainer for like a drill sergeant.
Brilliant.
Like honestly, he would scream at us. Because he'd be standing in the room with
us. Jazz.
Yeah, Jazz Coleman. So when you made a mistake, what would he do?
I can't even say on air what he would say to us. It was full of C's, S's, and it's like, and it was just like, let everyone down.
Oh, motivation.
John, your pants haven't changed since you're 14, but how has the touring changed now you're in your 40s? Is there a little bit less living it up and more putting your feet up and watching My Kitchen Rules?
I watched a series called Fargo recently.
Which
that's good.
Bob Thornton. Mm. I thought it was mean. But I can't watch reality TV because it makes my soul die.
It
makes my soul die. Yeah,
it actually does. Oh, I hear you, John.
Is that the name of a song on your album?
or is that a new reality show? Watch My Soul Die. Yeah.
My Soul Rules.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
sell the format.
Hey, it's a great new single, John. We can't wait. And Jazz Coleman has said, he told you guys, didn't he? Don't worry about making a song for radio. Don't even worry about making an album. Just make songs that sound good live.
He basically wanted to write us a new set to play live.
Yeah.
It wasn't about making an album. It was about making a set to play live, having the artillery to smash people over with your music. And any time I went, oh, but this song's 9 minutes, he'd go, no, I don't Are you rocking? Yes, well, shut up.
Wow.
Right. So, yeah.
Oh, that sounds
pretty
great.
Cool, man.
John, it's great to chat. Great song and the album out August 8th called Five Eyes. Can't wait.
Yeah, man. Can't wait as well.